what is experimental film as you define it, and how did you get into it, having grown up here, and what drew you in?
Well, one of our founding board members, M.M. Sarah, who will actually be here returning to our festival, she describes experimental film as non-commercial film. And I like that idea. It's a film with no commercial value, to quote her. In a contemporary art setting, you may find an element of commerce between the work of art and the patron or the collector or even the museum. And in commercial cinema and industrious cinema, there's, of course, selling rights and box office sales, and there's a lot of commerce going on there. But with experimental film, it's made by one artist, usually, and it's funded by that artist. And as there are no distribution systems and there are no collectors, such as in the contemporary art world, and there's no box office sales, it's in this in-between place between the contemporary art world and the movie industry.
Tell me why you started the International Experimental Film Festival and how far you've come in the past 13 years.
Well, we started the festival to dedicate a space where people can come from all over the world in order to view experimental film from all over the world. As there are no professional distribution systems for experimental film, the only way to see it is in festival settings like Thai. And we started in Telluride during an off season when there was nothing going on in Telluride at the Sheraton Opera House. And we kicked it off with about 180 films and about 75 filmmakers from many different continents.
How many other experimental film festivals are there, or is this the premier film festival for experimental film?
I believe it's the largest festival dedicated to experimental film in North America. I believe other large festivals may have experimental categories or even large experimental categories in some cases, but nothing that is dedicated exclusively to experimental film. And certainly there are no other organizations that create large international festivals on an international caliber that are exclusively dedicated to film projection.
And you, for a time, brought the festival here to Colorado Springs. That was 2002 and 2003.
Correct. Just those 2 years, and then after that, we had a smaller one-night events after that.
Thai has been the recipient on two occasions of significant grants from the Andy Warhol Foundation. How did that end up happening?
I started developing a relationship with the program director early on, and over the years, we kind of followed each other's path, and we came up with a proposal in 2008 involving a collaboration with Argentina, and we were invited by MALBA, the big contemporary art museum and collection in Buenos Aires, to do a festival there. And so upon invitation of this and collaboration with this museum, the Warhol Foundation wanted to support this, and we were able to extend what we were doing at this museum throughout the entire city. And also we were able to collaborate and bring Argentine curator and Argentine films to Colorado and do a tour, which also included a presentation at Goka on top of a parking garage in downtown Colorado Springs.
I remember that.
Yeah. Cinema of Displacement. And that was kind of all part of this package. And then it was immensely successful, and the support from the Warhol Foundation went a long way. And we sent in a new proposal this past year for something that we feel extremely passionate about, and that is an investigation of artist-run film labs, which this upcoming festival is dedicated exclusively to their work. And the Andy Warhol Foundation was happy to support our endeavors with this investigation and festival here in Colorado Springs.
So the festival that will be here is going to be not only a film festival, but also a conference.
A restorationist, Bill Brand from BB Optics, emailed from New York. He said, this is a symposium in the form of a festival.
And we may have an appearance, possibly a performance by the band My Bloody Valentine, is that?
Yes, there will be some element of that band doing a musical performance or endeavor during the festival. I'm unclear if it's the entire band or just one or two members or one member. There will be some sort of musical element involving a current member of the band My Bloody Valentine.
Could be more.
It could be more, yeah. So there will be some element, so that will be happening.
Experimental film, I think, is in many ways like contemporary poetry. You do it, you're involved in it because you love it. There is no commercial value. I wonder what for you has sustained your interest over all these years. With so little funding and, you know, and so much work required in putting these things on, how do you keep your head in the game?
Well, I've always been interested in avant-garde and experimental film. Stan Brakhage, who is one of the fathers of avant-garde and experimental work, was a friend of mine, and I attended his film salons, and he also helped found the initial board for Thai as well and did a lot of promotion on the very first film festival for us, talking about it with his colleagues. And some of his colleagues included people such as Man Ray and Maya Darren and Kenneth Anger and others. And with his initial support, we were able to get Thai off the ground and start off with a bang. And I've always been interested in his work. And he was dedicated for years and years and years making films, supporting films, watching films, showing films, discussing them. And I kind of feel the same way that he does. There's something inherent about filmmaking that for me is insatiable and irresistible still to support, promote, watch, discuss, and all of that.
Any big plans for the future? Or are you focused pretty much primarily on this event?
We're coming up with an artist-run film lab in and of itself, or a film space in downtown Denver. And then in terms of Colorado Springs, we have an entire group from Berlin called Labor Berlin, and the Goethe Institute is supporting their travel expenses, and I think we're doing a reception with them as well, the Goethe Institute, for the festival. But they're doing a workshop, a DIY sort of punk rock do-it-yourself film lab in Colorado Springs. And we're going to take this workshop outside of the Cornerstone, outside of Colorado College. And they want to demystify a notion that you have to have a certain amount of money, a certain amount of resources, a certain amount of darkness even, in order to create your own film lab and to process your own film, to make your own film, to print your own film. And so they're planning on actually, in the workshop, they're going to give a tutorial where you learn how to make your own film lab. But what they're going to do, because it is in Colorado Springs, an entire artist-run film lab where you'll be able to process and everything will be installed and ready to go as a permanent fixture where people can process their own film, shoot their own film, and learn all the techniques and have it ready to go. So that's one of the things that we're really excited about.
Chris May, director of the International Experimental Film Festival, based now in Denver, Colorado. Thanks so much for coming in.